This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
Why did the Bulls deny the Knicks' request to interview Billy Donovan? Was that the right move, or should they have played this out to see if they could work out a trade? What would have been best for this organization?
Yeah, I think what's best is to keep Billy Donovan. I think Billy Donovan is like one of the few things they've got going for him. I think he did a phenomenal job last year. What kind of draft pick are they getting? You think they'd get like a first-round pick? The Knicks don't have any draft picks. Didn't they invest everything already? I just don't know how they would get better by trading Billy. I got to be honest with you. I think the real question here is how unbelievably inept are the Knicks? It's not just Billy. They got turned down for at least six other NBA head coaches. I think Billy makes it seven. And Jay Wright passed. So I don't know who else they're talking to. I got to be honest with you. When they fired Tibbs, I just figured, oh, they're hiring Mike Malone. You know, New York guy, grew up down the street from Billy. Of course, that makes sense. They've got a coach lined up. No, they're running around asking teams, hey, would you let us talk to your coach? No. How about you? Will you let us talk to your coach? No. What were they doing? Why would you knee-jerk respond to like a bad game?
We calling a jerk?
Yeah, exactly. You know I'm calling a jerk, Jim Dolan. Hang down your head, Jim Dolan. Hang down your head in shame. It's honestly, they had no plan. That's all you learned. That they're just literally asking anybody that has a head coach, can we talk to him? No. I would not want to see Billy traded there, and I don't think they've got a lot to give you, to be honest with you.
This is a team whose slogans are shrink the timeline and wait till the summer of 2026, right? And you're correct, Mully. Like, the trading of Billy Donovan to the Knicks for what? I would need to hear the what in order to really respond to the if, but if it's their first-round pick, which I don't think they own, to your point, probably in the Cat trade over to the Timberwolves, I'm guessing, probably own their number one pick in that extravaganza.
They gave away like four picks for what's-his, for Bridges, right?
Mikal Bridges.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They gave away the future.
My point is that if anything, this is good for Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan might even get like some new paper on top of new paper because his name was mentioned in this type of a situation, it wouldn't make any sense. And you're 100% right. I mean, this is something that needs to be discussed because it's local and it's interesting. But what exactly are they doing in New York?
Well, I think to dismiss it, though, is inconsistent with the way we've looked at this Bulls operation going forward. I love Billy Donovan. There's not a bigger fan of Billy Donovan in town. I think he's terrific. He's probably the brightest bulb in that building, in the Bulls organization. But if you are trying to change your future, the Knicks do have a first-round draft pick in 2026. They do have probably some players on a roster that you would at least discuss, is this worth it? Where are you going with Billy Donovan as your coach? Right now you're running in circles, and you're running in place. I don't think I would trade him, but I would probably discuss it if for a first-round draft pick and a bench player. I don't know if you could do that, but if you got a first-round draft pick and trading your coach, who's probably going to win, what, 35 to 40 games next year? Can you win 35 to 40 games without Billy Donovan? I love the idea of him telling us on a daily basis what happened to the Bulls and why. But I also know that you've got an organization that needs to make a big move somehow.
Well, you can't fire him then, right? They can't fire him now.
No, they can't fire him now.
Well, I mean, but what if you would have done this? What if they would have done what you said? Like, and I don't disagree with you either. But and then brought Tibbs back.
Tom Thibodeau in Chicago?
Right.
That will not happen.
Okay. Well, I'm just, I mean.
That will not happen.
Jerry could give like a release of a guy wears nice.
Have the Bulls
jumpsuits.
Been sold? That will not happen until the Bulls are sold.
Did Thibodeau, when he wrote his letter to Chicago after being fired or not retained by the Bulls, whichever way you want to look at it, did he also omit the general manager and the owner's name in his release like he did in New York?
Did you remember the owner's release?
I don't remember Tom Thibodeau issuing a statement like that.
Something like that?
No, but I also don't remember the statement accompanying. Look, what the Knicks did to Tom Thibodeau was foolish and somewhat unfair, definitely. But it wasn't the first time that Tom Thibodeau was treated unfairly on the way out the door. So I think that when you look at those things, I'm not Tom Thibodeau's separate to this. I want Billy Donovan to stay, but I think as a thought exercise, I hope they at least had the conversation at the United Center, because the Knicks do have a first-round draft pick next year. I believe that it's still theirs, and they do have pieces on that bench that might help, but I don't think they're going to do it.
No, it's a valid question, certainly on the minds of a lot of people.
That's the voice of Casey Johnson. He joins the Mully and Haw Show this morning at 7:25. What did you make of Game 3 of the NBA Finals, and have you changed your opinion about how quickly things will end? What has been the biggest adjustment to date?
The biggest adjustment to date is that the venue changed. But this is Indiana, and they play very well in that building. It's a different atmosphere. I don't know. It's the hardest thing for me to figure out in sports. You've got professionals who shouldn't be as affected by the atmosphere, by the venue, by the circumstances, and yet they are. The Pacers and Tyrese Halliburton are just more locked in at home. Tyrese Halliburton was so locked in last night that he was 4 of 8 from three. He turned the ball over 4 times, but he was a rebound shy of a triple-double. And they followed his lead, and he set the tone. And so, the matchups and how they defended things, they're little things. But what was really the story was the Pacer bench outplayed the Thunder bench. And it was one of those games where you got a lot of contributions from guys who stepped up because they were boosted by a home crowd that was just fantastic. So it was like watching a basketball revival. It was so much fun. If you are...
Should have played it under a tent.
It could have been under a tent. And instead it was at one of the coolest NBA atmospheres that you're ever going to find.
Caitlin Clark was there?
She was there. Yeah.
See her give the choke sign?
I did not see that, did she?
She gave the choke sign.
She was there with ratings up 55%, because that's how far they dropped without her in the WNBA.
In the WNBA, yeah. I thought, speaking of the ratings, maybe we go back to it. Adam Silver had a very interesting comment about where their ratings are at, and they've been kicked around a little bit. But if you look at it, they're still pretty. They're better than you. They're better than you might think. So, David, the venue changed. The points off the bench was a massive disparity last night in that game. Also, the turnovers were a big factor and what you did with the turnovers. So the other night, the Pacers couldn't figure out how to hold on to the ball, but the Thunder did not capitalize on that. And last night there was a big turnover differential, and the Pacers were able, you know, it was five more, but it was what they did with those points. You know, points off the turnovers were 21 points off the 19 turnovers. So they took advantage of that. And I am pro Pacers now. I am into the Pacers. Go Pacers. Bring an NBA championship back to the Midwest. And as we celebrate, or at least I celebrate, the anniversary of the Bulls' first NBA championship on this date against the Lakers, I remember it very vividly. And go Pacers. Go Pacers. Go Pacers. Go Pacers.
Well, it was an extraordinary game for the Pacers. And they, you know, OKC was with them the whole game, leading by a few heading into the fourth quarter. Once you got to the fourth quarter, it was all Pacers. And they got unbelievable performances, ridiculous performances off the bench. They were led in scoring by Benedict Mathurin. Did you see this statistic? He scored 27, okay? And in doing so, he became the sixth player since the merger to score 25 or more points in the finals at the age of 22 or younger. He joins, how about this for a list of future Hall of Famers or Hall of Famers? He joins Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, Tony Parker, Kobe Bryant, and Magic Johnson.
Wow.
I mean, come on.
It's good company.
Scores 27 points. And who's the little white-hander point guard? That guy? He went off.
T.J. McConnell. T.J. Chitwood.
That was exactly what it looked like.
And how about his dad, like, chugging beers in the audience?
Gotta
like,
love that.
I mean, he was like, he looked like he was
gotta love
he
that.
Was God. Bright red in the face, they, like, totally
they,
intense.
They brought these guys in. That you know what? He played like son of a coach, and the guy drank like a coach. It was extraordinary to see. They brought people off the bench. You know, the other thing is they ran all sorts of different guys at Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Right, waves of guys, right?
Waves
and
of guys.
He has been so special in these finals.
And he's been phenomenal. And you said it, Dustin. I think they ended the game with 19 turnovers. OKC does not turn the ball over nearly as much as that. They were one of the top teams in the league with not turning the ball over. They had 19 in that game. And it was like... not just crunch time heroics, but it was like one team looked, as you say, home cooking. They looked like everyone could contribute, the whole bench. They also looked like veteran team that understands what they're doing, while the other guys look like, what's happening?
Two more wins.
That's incredible. And yes, I have to change my opinion on how it's going to go because I had it in five games. So I got to go six now.
I understand the question.
How damning was the Cubs 7-2 loss to the Phillies in Philly, which ended the road trip on a 4-5 record? Or did you already concede that game when the lineup included days off for PCA and Michael Bush? What was the worst part of the day?
The worst part of the day, at least for me, is that it was over before it began. You know, we talked about it as we that was our last segment. We got the lineup and we. Everybody was just stunned by it and felt, oh my God, they're losing this game. What are they thinking? And why don't they wait and do that against Pittsburgh? Well, it all proved correct. I mean, that game was over before it began. You can say that, but really, Ben Brown, it was over when you saw what he was not ready to start the game, and the Cubs. Played like it was like a Sunday lineup, and they were throwing a game away, and it just felt like it was over before it began, and it was over quickly.
I know we kind of joked about it, but in all seriousness, I wonder about Ben Brown's mental makeup when he saw the lineup, and I wonder if that's part of the issues he had in the first inning. But that's not the question right this second. The worst part, David, was the $500 million future right fielder of some team, hopefully the Cubs, you know, looking like a guy who didn't want to play in the outfield yesterday. I mean, Pat Hughes, he dropped the ball. He dropped the ball. I mean, he looked like a guy who was a little bit worried about his health, didn't want to bang into the wall. Not saying he should have banged into the wall. I said yesterday that he should have been DHing. He should have been, you know, can't have everybody get a day off on the same day, but kind of DHing's kind of sort of like having a day off. You don't have to be out in the field. He looks like a guy that's playing a little fragile, and I still, you know, the worst part of the whole series against the Phillies was why in the world up four was he double stealing in the eighth inning, and he had to drag his carcass off the base. He almost killed himself belly flopping into third base. Stop running that guy unless you have to. Not up four with that bullpen right now, Craig Counsell. Not up four.
You know, there were a lot of things that were bad. It's hard to choose just one. Ben Brown imploding in the first inning has to be near the top of the list. But you go back even further than that. Our reaction when we saw the lineup and Vidal Brujan batting ninth and playing center field was near the top of the list. Oh, wait. Justin Turner playing instead of Michael Bush on a day that PCA also has a day off. I don't get that. Why you would rest two of your best hitters against a team that is as good as the Phillies are with Lizardo on the mound. But wait, no, it got worse. You fall behind. And yeah, the Tucker play was bad. The other, you know, things were worse. But it really just drove home how bad of a day and lousy of a watch it was for the Cub fan out there, every Cub fan out there. When Kyle Schwarber went 430 feet into the seats and hit a home run, and the one that got away did it again. So, yeah, insult to injury, just a bad day at the office, all of those things. Come home, Cubbies. You need a hug.
184 home runs since he left town.
Oh, God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As a leader, I think you shy away from those questions.
That's the voice of Jed Hoyer, doing a lot of talking these days. Appreciate that. Did you appreciate Jed Hoyer's candor in regards to the Cubs focusing on adding pitching and pitching depth?
You know, right now the focus would be on adding, you know, adding pitching and adding pitching depth. I think that would be the clear thing. And I think we're in the information gathering process still. I think, as I've said a number of times, there's still very few teams that I think would be fully categorized as sellers. I think that for the most part right now, it's you know, the teams that have struggled still think they can kind of get back in the race other than a handful, and so we're not quite there yet. But, you know, in the information gathering stage, you know, obviously, you know, checking in, monitoring everything.
So Jed Hoyer giving a slight look perhaps behind the curtain that they want pitching and pitching and pitching depth.
I love it. They need it, and they're going to get it, and I think he's the guy for the job. Yes. He spoke as openly as he has spoken because he understands everybody, there's nothing to hide. This is an urgent season. It's 1 year of Kyle Tucker. It's Jed's last year in his contract. Maybe he's got an extension already, whatever. But he knows he's got to go out and address the most glaring need on this team. And as Ben Brown reminded us yesterday, the most glaring need on this team is a starting pitcher.
Amen, David. They've got to have it. And you look at, I think they threw a stat up on television yesterday. I know we've talked about it. The amount of strong starting pitching the Cubs faced during this 9-game road trip and going 4 out of 5. And I think I heard Bruce talking about this maybe on Cubs pregame. You know, okay, so you're struggling against the aces right now as far as the lineup goes, but then you got to make sure you beat the 3s, 4s, and 5s. But the Cubs, if they are going to really do something in Craig Tober, you got to have an ace, and right now they do not have an ace.
Yeah, I mean, you know, anybody who wondered what they needed to do, that I believe was answered in the series at Detroit. It just, I think we all knew going in, and you're not wrong, David, Ben Brown had a really good outing, but Tarik Steubel is so much better. It just wasn't even worth kind of measuring, you know. That, and then you look at what happened with Flaherty. I just think that, you know, at this point with Shota down, I don't know how you're lining it up, and I don't know how. Frankly, I think there's been a lot of smoke and mirrors to this point. The pitching's not been a problem. But you look at it and you kind of scratch your head, like, how has it not been
a problem? How has it not been a problem?
And so does that mean it is going to be a problem if you don't get it resolved, or if you don't get it fixed a little bit? You know, losing Steele was a huge blow that went relatively unnoticed. And then Shota going down. To have both those guys out at the same time and be playing the way they are, it's unbelievable. It really is just it's a real testament to how well the order has done up and down, and you know, the pitching's been excellent. I mean, they've been fixing the bullpen as you go, and it's been getting much better. They're significantly better than they were a year ago in that area, and I think that if you want this team, if you want to take advantage of the situation you've put yourself in, then you got to make a move. And I think everybody knows it. And Jed doesn't insult your intelligence by telling you otherwise.
Yeah, it's a good question.
All right, a little more Jed there. No, that was the voice of Scott Merkin, I believe. We know the Cubs were blasted by the Phillies while giving PCA his first day off of the season. Did the White Sox miss rookie Chase Meidroff in a similar fashion? He was given a last night off, and the Sox clearly missed his grinder energy. Meidroff is no PCA, but there is a tailsman. Okay.
Talisman.
Okay, there you go. Never heard that word in my life, but we keep learning. That's the fun part of being a part
of
the show.
Good luck charm.
Uh-huh. Okay, the talisman. Interesting. Can a guy that young and that grindy really be indispensable? The talisman.
Is that nickname that's going to stick?
Talisman.
Yeah.
Let me write that down.
That is not an unusual word.
Never in my life. Never.
Really?
Ever. No. Did you use that in Scrabble once, David?
Yeah, probably. I probably used it in a story. I'll have to do a search.
Nexus Lexus?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Chase Meidroff is not PCA. I don't think he could ever be PCA. There's only one PCA. But he is kind of their energy guy. He kind of does, they feed off him a little bit. Nothing like a guy who's like MVP caliber. But this kid has, you know, he has, believe it or not, gotten on base quite a bit. And he's grindy. And he's like he's a human bruise by all accounts. He's half man, half black and blue. He's so beaten up. So they needed to give him a day off. And I got no problem with that. But it was just funny because they seemed like they missed his energy. He's just a very energetic young guy that occasionally will make a play where you're like, wow, like how did that guy make that play? He kind of defies logic. So What does Ozzie call him? Ozzie, what's that movie, Sandlot? I think he calls him Sandlot, which I think is very funny because he thinks he looks like the kid from Sandlot. But it's also, you know, he's always got dirt on his uniform. He's always grimy and grindy. They just missed that energy. They missed something yesterday. Why not that? Boy, there was a bad moment where Luis Robert Jr., ball bounced off the wall, and he seemed to be looking at it, waiting for it to bounce to come my way.
That was not very smooth.
So Chase Meidroff is an object believed to have supernatural powers for the White Sox, often worn or carried to bring good luck and protect the wearer and ward off evil spirits. Talisman.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he
I cannot believe this has stopped
him. He and PCA in the same breath, in the same sentence, is wild. But they hopefully they missed him, because I have said, and I've actually gotten criticized, shockingly, saying that they've been more competitive than they have been in the past. And I do believe this talisman, this Chase Meidroff, is a big part of that.
See, the only way I would object to the use of talisman is it's a very good word. I love its usage. And never mind expanding our vocabs. But I do think that it implies that there's some sort of special or magical power or some sort of luck involved.
Yes.
Chase Meidroff is the opposite of luck. Chase Meidroff creates his own luck. He creates his own luck because he is the grindiest guy on the South Side right now. And I think when you look at his absence, he does mean as much to his lineup as PCA does to the Cubs. So that's the comparison. He is the catalyst. And you can look that up, too, if you want, Dustin.
I know that one. Okay. Thank you. Can't
he
spell it, but I know it.
The catalyst.
C-A.
Yeah, C-A-T. Okay. We'll get to that. But when you look at that comparison, I think it is apt, because the White Sox certainly last night did not have that element. He is a guy who at the top of the order can grind out at bats and be very selective and get on base. He in the field can make a play that ignites and maybe helps a pitcher out, save a run. So yeah, I do see the comparisons into the respective values to those lineups, but I don't think that Chase Meidroff is yet at that level where PCA is. Could he ascend there? It's early in his career. Let's wait and see. But I do think they definitely missed him, because without him, it was like, whoa, what do we do? where's the spark going to come from? It never came.
This will be a pick six. There's your ball game.
With Sham Sharania listing five teams that have discussed making a trade for Kevin Durant, should the Bulls be on that list? And do you think that's an unrealistic as trading for the Greek Freak, Antetokounmpo, or more possibly given Durant's advanced age? Does the Pope liking a Sox hat give the Bulls any advantage?
Well, Durant likes a Sox hat. He's probably the last famous guy to be photographed with a Sox hat on.
Yeah.
Before the Pope. I don't think
Chase Meidroff wears a Sox hat.
He does. And he looks
Obama.
Yeah, who was the most famous worldwide figure to ever wear a Sox hat?
Totally the Pope. Just happened.
Yeah, it just
happened yesterday. Yeah.
Is this related to Kevin Durant? No. I think that Kevin Durant, that list of teams is probably long. I don't think it makes sense at this stage of his career. I wonder what they would want in return. I don't know that the Bulls could fit his salary under all the cap and all the configurations. But I was a little surprised. Not surprised, but it would have been amusing to see his name on that list. And you wonder if they're one of the teams that wasn't mentioned that have inquired. Don't you have to at least inquire just out of professional curiosity?
No. He's not a guy that they're not a Kevin Durant away from anything other
okay.
than exactly the same
place. So you don't want to
right now
discuss trading your coach for assets, and you don't want to talk about adding Kevin Durant to a mix. You just want to stay, let's get together, guys, and do this all over. Let's run it back and win 32 games.
Stretch the timeline, David. Wait till the summer of 2026. That's what we heard. Okay, we can ask Casey Johnson all about this. I mean, what would Kevin Durant, he would know where the three-point line is finally and keep his foot back of it? I mean, that's what he's most famous for in my mind.
Stepping out
the three-point line in a clutch situation and hitting a two instead of a three. Know the court.
He's a great player. He's a Hall of Fame player. I mean, come on, Dustin. You can't.
I'm more interested in the Pope wearing the Sox hat, to be honest.
Well, I'm really, I am very interested in the Pope wearing the Sonics hat because I did get that sent to me and I thought it was AI. I had seen so many photos of the Pope in Sox gear over, and hey, did you see there's another video that came out? Somebody found video of the Pope at game one.
I didn't see the video. Oh, I heard about it.
It's just incredible that there's more evidence. He was seemed nervous as they were trying to close out the game.
Was he praying?
He may well have been praying, but he just looked nervous. I think it's super cool that the Pope wears a Sox hat or wore a Sox hat yesterday. It's just incredible. I nearly broke out my Sox hat just to wear for you, but I've got a new hat I'm wearing, and I kind of like it right now, so I'm sticking with it. I got to tell you, Kevin Durant, I don't think that it would aid the Bulls very much just because of the contract, the money. You know, you're waiting to get to a point where you can strip it down a little bit, and you know, unless you could trade, you know, Patrick Williams for Kevin Durant, I'm not sure that I would do that. It just seems like kind of anti what they're about right now. And yeah, David, they told us, and they have told us that they're going to play it back again. But I love Kevin Durant as a player. I think he's I think the guy could dominate in horse. He can hit shots from, you know, anywhere on the floor. And it's extraordinary that as a 7-footer, he's always open. That guy can play for a really long time. And I don't know, Dustin, you might be right. I don't know how much better they get if they get Kevin Durant. That's not really his game, but boy, you put him on with a good team and he would really help you.
I just think the broader question is, how will the Bulls get better this offseason? We still don't know.
I think the better question is the one that James Fegan, did you see, he tweeted the question they were talking about in the press room last night at the game. He said everyone was wondering if the Pope has ever said dadgummit.
I don't get it.
That's Hawk's swear word.
Oh, all right.
I just love that idea. I'd like to swear right now. Does the Pope say stuff like that?
Probably not.
As a Sox fan?
Probably not.
I mean, I watch a game and I'm like, can it corn? I hear Hawk oftentimes because I've watched so many games done by Hawk. And I think Gordon Beckham pulled out a Hawkism. That was pretty good. All right, we got the extra point next. Mully and Haw on the score.
Dadgummit!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.